Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Bucks Uncensored, midweek, game week, and I'm fired up. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. Up for several awards for the creative loafing, best of the Bay. See, this podcast is hitting on Wednesday. And through midnight Wednesday, you can still vote. Voting ends tonight if you're listening on Wednesday. If you're listening on Thursday, well, fuck. Well, shit. We're all screwed. But if you're listening on Wednesday, there's still time. The link is on our Facebook page. It is pinned to the top. I'm just asking for a little assistance. Never won like an award or anything like that. It's a popularity contest, but you know what? Let's show them what the stick carriers are all about. Just go on there, vote. We got Johnny B up for comedian. You know, some of the stick carriers, some of the people that have supported this movement and this podcast, Johnny B, comedian, Drew Garabo Live afternoon show, obviously Holly and Miguel on Hot 101.5. For best morning radio show. T.M. Powell's up for columnist and blogger. And then the important ones. No offense to the others, but best podcast, Bucks Uncensored. Best internet radio show, Bucks Uncensored. Best follow on Twitter, at Commish Online, Justin Pulaski, host of Bucks Uncensored, and dare I say, best sports writer, Justin Pulaski, host of Bucks Uncensored. And who knows? I might sneak into a couple of other categories. Maybe you might even, my name might not be there, but you never know what you might stumble upon in the best couple category or best scandal. All right, so here's the deal. Need you to vote. Get it done. That's one thing out of the way. This podcast, I'm going to talk about a story that I saw at JoeBucksFan.com, and I'm recording this, by the way, Monday night, because a friend of mine has his birthday on Tuesday. We're going to go out to dinner, and I just thought it much easier with nothing to do on a Monday night than to record Wednesday's podcast. So I have not heard the podcast of Ira Kaufman, the Joes, talking about trading for LeSean McCoy. I will tell you in just a moment, in a little bit, why I think that's not a good idea. No, not a good idea. Get to that in a moment. The significance of Saturday night. Oh, boy. It is significant. And I will hopefully get you excited here in just a moment as well. So there's just a lot. And I'm sitting here, and we're already 6 minutes into this thing, and I already know we're going to go an hour, and I really don't even have that many Bucks takes to play. Sorry if you sent them in late Monday night and all day on Tuesday, but I just not. You know, things happen. We'll record Saturdays. We'll play a lot of as many Bucks takes as we can as we get fired up for Saturday night. But before we move on, Stick Carriers, you have done an amazing job. An amazing job. We have rallied around each other, and we have rallied around the ones that support us. We have rallied around radio hosts in this area. We will continue to rally around people that support this movement, players, coaches, players' families, radio hosts, people in the media. And most importantly, you have rallied around our sponsors. I would have never started a podcast had I not had sponsors that could get me up off the ground. Bricados has been with us since the beginning. The OG of sponsors for, well, even before Bucks Uncensored, it was Off the Edge with Luke Easterling. And even before that, it was the Commish Online podcast. Yes, it's transitioned over the years, but Bricados has been there for a majority of it. We love them, you love them, and we love that they're a part of this podcast. Sports Legends came on and provided us a home for the 2017 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, which pretty much launched this entire movement. That party was so outrageous and so incredibly fun that it launched us into an offseason none of us even dreamed of. Because we are realizing there are so many more people out there that are just like us. They're just like us. And the more we find each other and come together as one, the more dangerous we become. In a good way for our team, an absolute hell on the opponent. So thank you to Sports Legends. Thank you to Bricados. Thank you to B4. Drinkb4.com. It's what you drink before you drink. It's awesome. For those of you that have tried it, I did this past weekend, stand at the beach, up and at 'em the next morning, bright and early. It's pretty much a miracle. It is vitamins that just help you avoid that hangover. We love B4. They've been with us for a long time as well. And, you know, of course, my friend Christian. And while Headlines Barbershop might not be an official sponsor or whatnot, but Christian has done so much in leading and being a leader of the Stick Carrier movement. I wanted to surround myself with people that would do what's best for the movement, that had the same mindset as me, that tapped into their inner 12-year-old who always wanted to experience an atmosphere like we're going to bring at Raymond James Stadium, and just wondered why it could never happen. Why I, as a 12-year-old, had to sit and see other teams' fans enjoying what I wanted to enjoy, or watching collegiate football games and seeing that atmosphere, that being the atmosphere that I wanted to be in. And why couldn't that happen with my team in my stadium? Those days are happening right now. We are all tapping into our inner 12-year-old. But it has just grown so big, so fast. That's what she said. And I realized that it was perhaps a little more than one person could handle. And so behind the scenes, with the help of people like Sammer, Rob, who's done an excellent job with the shirts, and we're revamping everything. And trust me, what we've got coming to you over the next few weeks, is really going to launch this entire movement into, I wouldn't even say a new direction. It's just going to be if it accelerates anymore, we might be in dangerous territory, but this is going to accelerate us even more than it's already accelerated us. But Sammer has done an amazing job. You all follow him on Twitter, I'm sure. You've seen his graphic work. Rob has done an amazing job on his own. I mean, he launched these T-shirts before I was like, hey, if you want to do, he's like, you mind if I sell some shirt? I'm like, go ahead. I mean, I really didn't really have anything to do with it. And he's done an amazing job. And, you know, happy to have him on board as one of our leaders. I think Rob's going to help us hopefully man some of the social media, and also continue to keep an eye out on the shirts, that process, and just, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders when it comes to marketing and progressive thinking. I like that. So thanks to Rob, Big MFN Stick on Twitter. Thanks to Christian, as I said, he's become a good, very strong leader, as well as Harold from Atlanta, who's literally flying down like every week now. These are the guys who are helping. By all means, everyone's kind of giving in their own way. We know Lazy Dave and Mark the Mailman. Jeremy from Cali is putting videos together of the music that Lazy Dave and Mark the Mailman are putting together. I've got other people. I mean, Outlaw and his wife have reached out and how they can help. I mean, everyone can help in their own way. Because, as I said, we're all tapping into our inner 12-year-old to continue to help this movement grow. And there will never, as long as I'm watching over things, there will never be a membership fee. There will never be a charge to be a fan. There will never be chapters. There's no chapters. This isn't a membership. This isn't a private group. This is a way of life. See, the Stick Carriers is a way of life. It's not a group. It's not. You don't have to get accepted. We accept you into the Facebook. The only people we're not accepting into the Facebook group are people that are coming into the Facebook group to try and ruin things. The Facebook group is open to all Bucks fans. Because here's the thing. All Stick Carriers are Bucks fans. And most Bucks fans, if not all Bucks fans, realize that deep down, they've always been Stick Carriers. They just never knew what it was called before. And so we're all giving in our own way. So as I said, I started this by thanking the sponsors. I got to thank each and every one of you. I mean, the podcast numbers are absolutely through the roof. We have started something very special together. The training camp takeover was magnificent. The Stick Carrier kickoff party, I was texting with Leo at Sports Legends today, just blew the roof off that place. It was outstanding. It was electric. And we do have another away game watch party scheduled at Sports Legends I believe it's for the Bucks-Cardinals game. Bucks-Cardinals game. We'll be back at Sports Legends. But see, you're wondering, what about the other OA games? Well, the first game against the Dolphins, I will announce next week. That's going to be a big one, and I got a lot of details on that. But I do want to announce that starting September 1st, I'm happy to bring on, and I've worked with this group for years, and I mean years. I have done so many events, fantasy football drafts, draft parties. They've always been great partners when I was on the radio, and I think they realized something special that we're doing. And we sat down and said, all right, how can we get you involved with so many locations around the area? And I thought, well, we do have some away game watch parties we can put together. So starting September 1st, we welcome in Buffalo Wild Wings as a new sponsor for this podcast and a new home for a lot of our away game watch parties. Great size venues, professional staff, fantastic food, ton of beer. It's going to be pretty special what we're able to put together. I mean, we know the parties we put together at Sports Legends, and, you know, being able to talk with Buffalo Wild Wings and Sports Legends and say, listen, two sports bar, what? Leo's like, I'm fine. That's great. I mean, this is all about building up the movement. Excellent. Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you're fine. We're fine. So everyone's working together. It's truly amazing. You know, everyone's uniting from sponsors to Bucks fans. And just a very, very exciting time to be able to bring on Buffalo Wild Wings and have them on board as a sponsor for the Bucks Uncensored podcast and be able to host some of our events moving forward. So I'm happy to announce that. And, you know, Mark and all the people locally and, you know, all the people that I've worked with, Buffalo Wild Wings nationwide, just very excited to have them on board. What a brand to have on board. What a partnership we're going to build together, and we're going to throw some amazing watch parties. They're going to be all over it. All of their sponsors, I want to be included. We might have another major announcement later on in the week. There is a uniting, a unification of sorts happening Thursday night, as I will be a guest on the What the Buck podcast with my buddy Old School. We've got Keith from the Buckaholics is going to be on. We might even have some other guests on. That is live streamed at 9 o'clock Thursday night. I am going to have clips from that get together that I'll play on my Saturday podcast in anticipation for Saturday night. But we hope to have, and I know we're going to get together even before the pod or before the live broadcast airs, but we're going to hope to iron out some final details and have some major announcements about the upcoming season coming up Thursday night, which I will then play on Saturday's podcast as well. And my hope is that our sponsors for this podcast and the Stick Carrier Movement will be a major part of what we've got planned. There's going to be a lot of stuff we're going to do for charity. And Old School and I got together for breakfast the day after the stick carrier takeover of training camp. And, you know, Old School didn't really know what we were all about. And I keep telling people, listen, I'm glad to meet with anyone and look you in the eye and let you know what we're about. And when I told Old School, when I told Derek my vision for the stick carriers, in that, and I do still believe this, I hope that it fades away. I do hope stick carriers fades away. And no matter what it transitions to or becomes, because it's going to become something else, but I hope that it becomes something that engulfs everyone. And I think stick carriers does. But we got to continue to hammer that home, that everyone's a stick carrier. Nobody's better than anyone else when it comes to stick carriers. We're just fans that want to get loud. Loud as fuck. And when I told Derek that, and I said, my whole goal, and when I sat down and this whole thing launched, I didn't anticipate this to happen. There was no plan in place. But once it did happen, of course you're going to have a vision. What do you want it to be? What do you envision this to be? And I've had several people come to me and say, do you realize how much money you can make off of this? And I'm like, I've got a great career. And that's why I've surrounded myself with the people I've surrounded myself with. Christian owns 6 to 7 barbershops in the area. He's doing pretty well. Harold's got a great career. He's doing all right. Samer owns 3 companies. You know, so we are good with our careers. As long as nobody gets greedy, that's how this thing continues to prosper and continues to grow. As soon as somebody comes in, and trust me, I'm hearing the chirpings all the time. But as soon as somebody comes in and tries to be greedy, that's when this whole thing can implode upon itself. I look Derek in the eye, old school, from What the Buck, and I said, this movement can do so much good for this fan base and so much good for the less fortunate. Those are my 2 top priorities, is providing entertainment and an atmosphere that the 12-year-old me always wanted to have, always wanted to be a part of, in the stadium, away games, just always being able to party and know where all Bucks fans are going to congregate, all Bucks fans are going to get together, whether it's away game, a home game, just always planning events. And I'm very good at that. I'm very good at planning events. I know that is a talent of mine. That is a skill of mine. And so I'm using that to the best of my ability. And so that was the one thing. That was, we can do a lot of good for the fans, all fans, and be welcoming with open arms. The other thing was that we can do a lot of good for the less fortunate. And I do see money signs. Oh my gosh, I see money signs. I've started calculating, you know, well, what if we charge this for next year's draft party, but it included all you can eat and all you can drink? Could you imagine how much money we could raise for charity? Not raise for myself. I'm fine. But when you start to think about the tens of thousands of dollars that we can raise and give to charity, the money that we can raise with these t-shirts as we get it all organized and be able to give back to charity. And I have, Samer and I got on a conference call with one foundation, a player foundation, won't give that player away. I do have something else in the work with another prominent player on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know Old School's got his charity that he's associated with. The Buckaholics have a charity they're associated with. You know, if we can all give back thousands upon thousands of dollars, you look at this fan base and say, holy shit, it is a rabid fan base. It's a loud fan base. It's the top home field advantage in the NFL. And then we start to tally up all of the thousands upon thousands of dollars that we could donate to foundations and to charities to do good in our city and make our city a better place. Shit, I got goosebumps just thinking about it. Money can't buy you love. It can't. Just give me money. But if we can do this the right way, if we can host these away game watch parties and have it so that maybe there's a $5 donation, even a $5 donation per table, we can make hundreds of dollars. And some people are going to give more. Maybe some people can't give at all. I mean, if you're there to drink and eat, I would imagine you got at least $5 you can give to a charity. And who knows? Maybe some of the host restaurants are willing to donate a portion of the proceeds to a charity. Again, this thing accelerated much, much quicker than any of us thought. We thought this was going to be a growth year. Instead, it has grown into an established year. We're establishing ourselves. And we need to make ourselves known Saturday night. It's vital. It's very important. You know, I talked about how important that stick carrier takeover day of training camp was going to be, and you guys came out in full force. You know, I've sat at my desk at work, I've laid in my bed at night, and I've started to think about this preseason game. And I've thought about preseason games I've gone to in the past. And you go to these games, and you're excited to be back in the stadium, but let's face it, it's a preseason game. You know, it's you try to get fully jacked up, but you realize, again, it's a preseason. It really doesn't mean anything. And that's when you get the people around you, sit down, there's no reason. You know, you're not standing on third down because really, why are you getting excited? There's nothing really to get excited about. Fuck that. If we can make a fucking practice as electric as we made it together, then damn it, we are going to do the same fucking thing for a preseason game. It's Wednesday by the time this podcast is posting. Wednesday. You still have half of the week. Fucking plan your Saturday out right now. Plan your Saturday right now. I don't give a shit what time the game actually starts. You need to plan your Saturday accordingly. We need you. We need you there in front of the ticket office at 6 o'clock. South End Zone Plaza, 6 o'clock. You will see us. I will be there. I will be loud. I will be wearing my Speak Softly shirt. You wear your stick carrier shirt. Wear whatever you want. I don't give a shit what you wear. All I care about is that you speak softly all week and you come ready to be loud as fuck. Because here's what's going to happen. It's a preseason game. If we can get hundreds. Remember what I said for the training camp takeover. Man, if we could get 300 people, imagine the impact we'll have. We have thousands of people there. Could we do the same for a preseason game? Imagine the attention that the Buccaneers will get. Not that we will get. I don't give a fuck about the stick carriers. I want the Buccaneers to be known as having the best home field advantage in all of sports. For the Buccaneers to be known as having the rowdiest, craziest, and most party-going fans in all of sports. I want that stadium to be a party, not a morgue. And that's the type of impact we can have if we show up together. See, 6 o'clock we're going to meet. About 6:15, between 6:15 and 6:30, we're going to start heading into that stadium. We're going to go through security. We're going to give them our tickets. We're going to go up that ramp, and we are going to be chanting and cheering and getting each other fired up. People from the parking lot that are tailgating are going to go, "What in the fuck is going on over there? Who? What is happening?" Because, see, when things like that happen, other people want to be a part of it. They might not even know about the stick carriers. And we're going to be so loud. And I don't care, again, if you're sitting in 208 or 132 or 315 or wherever you are in the stadium. Because that early, we go in that early. For warm-ups, we are all going to sit together because what have I said from the beginning? We are stronger together in numbers. And if we can get a strong number of stick carriers together and we all go up that ramp, the southwest entrance, we all go in, we go up the ramp ends right there, 119, 120, 121, corner of the end zone, the tunnel where the Bucks come out. And we just fill those stands. We fill them up. How many sections can we fill together? And we fill those stands up. And we just start cheering. Just like we did for the stick carrier takeover day at training camp. They could hear us inside One Buck Place. Guess what? The locker room is right there. They will be able to hear us. Do you want to make an impact or not? I do. I think if we get there early and we bring it and we come loud, they're going to hear us in the locker room and they're going to come out one at a time. And as those players come out, we are going to treat it the same way we treated the training camp takeover. And we are going to chant those players' names. Boy, if there was ever a preseason game you had to go to, it is this one Saturday night. See, because this is the beginning. These are moments you will always remember. I had people telling me that they will never, ever forget the training camp takeover. It was a training camp practice. A training camp practice, and they'll never forget it. This is the first time the stick carriers will unite inside Raymond James Stadium. I would not miss this for the world. I cannot wait to get crazy with all you bastards. I cannot wait. I pulled a Lou on you there, but I can't wait for it. And we're going to cheer, and we're going to chant players' names as they come out. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to acknowledge us because they're going to remember us from training camp. And then we're going to show them, if they're here for the preseason, you're damn sure right, they're going to be here for the regular season. Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Quan Alexander, Ali Marpet. The list goes on and on. DeSean Jackson, Vernon Hargraves. I mean, we just keep cheering player after player. They're going to acknowledge us. Because they're coming out for what? A preseason game. And they're like, holy shit. This has got the feel. And I guarantee you this. They're going to go out and kick the living fuck out of the Browns. They are going to beat the shit out of them. And you want to know why? Because of us. Because we're going to motivate them so much. People said, and still do say, that the practice that we were at, the stick carrier training camp takeover day, was the best practice they had of the entire training camp. And guess what? When they hear us and they see us, it's going to motivate them. It's going to get their adrenaline going even more. They're going to kick the living shit out of the Browns. And they're going to get that feeling every time they play a home game. See, before, you go on the road and it's like, eh, whatever. Because playing at home was like playing on the road before. Not anymore. This year, we take back Ray J. And it starts Saturday night. I hope you're ready. I'm ready. And if we're both ready, then we ready. We're ready. Tampa Bay. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic.
It's Bucks Uncensored. Justin Pulaski, the commish. At commish online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And on Snapchat, jpulaski324. Check out our Facebook page. It's the Stick Carrier Group Facebook page. It is private, but only to those who want to cause us harm. We accept everyone. There is no membership fee. We're channeling your inner 12-year-old that has always wanted this as a Bucks fan. You know, you've always been a stick carrier. You just never knew what it was called before. All right. Before I get into whether or not the Bucks should trade for LeSean McCoy, I do want to promote a cool event. We've got great partners on this podcast and welcoming on Buffalo Wild Wings with the Bricados and B4 and sports legends. It's going to be awesome. And who knows what else we might have in store. But one of our partners, JoeBucksFan.com, and one of their other podcasts, of course, Ira Kaufman, we know about him. And Todd Wright, twice a week doing fantasy football. And JoeBucksFan.com and Todd Wright putting on a huge fantasy football party on Monday night, August 28th. That's this Monday night now coming up. And then Monday night, Labor Day night, both going to be at Hooters. Monday night, August 28th, is going to be at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue. Todd Wright is going to be running the drafts and maybe even up to three leagues, depending on how many people show up. I'm promoting this to a lot of people, so I'm hoping you show up. Ira Kaufman will be at the Hooters on Hillsborough on Monday night, August 28th. Now, the drafts start at 6:30. They are asking people to arrive at 6 o'clock. Let's see. More details. It's free. That's good to know. Cool prizes. And Justin Pawlowski, the commish, will be there as well. I'm going to maybe draft in one of the leagues. Who knows? So if you show up Monday night, you damn well might be drafting and playing in a league with me. Yes. How pompous is that? Love fantasy football. Would love to play some fantasy football with you. So, Hillsborough Hooters, August 28th, Monday night. Get there at 6. Let's see. 6 o'clock for me. Leave work. Yeah, I could make it. I could be there. So, look forward to seeing everyone out there. And then Labor Day night. It's a Monday night. I don't think I have anything going on. And actually, I might already be in St. Pete. That's going to be at the Hooters on 4th Street in St. Pete. I think I'm going to go to that one as well and maybe draft in one of those leagues as well. So I'm going to try and make it out to both of these. Todd Wright has just always been awesome to me. Love him. I'm going to post all the details on the Stick Carrier Facebook page, but Todd did say he would be willing to make a Stick Carrier League or two if people asked to be grouped together as Stick Carriers with other Bucks fans. So, I mean, I don't know how many of us are going to show up, but I'm going to be there. And like I mean, I don't want to overwhelm the Joe Bucks fan guy. I mean, I don't mind overwhelming the Bucks or, you know, Raymond James Stadium or whatnot. But yeah, overwhelm the Joe Bucks fan guys. But I think we could, show out. What do you guys think? I mean, what do you got going on a Monday night? Come on, it's fantasy football season. This is it. You get it a couple weeks a year. This is the time. Monday night, August 28th, Hillsborough Avenue Hooters. Labor Day night, 4th Street Hooters in St. Pete. I'm going to be at both. I'll see you there. Oh, here we go. Email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com to request an entry. Todd will get right back to you. Well, maybe that's to make sure that... Just email him, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Todd Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, Todd, T-O-D-D, Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. And just say, hey, I want in with the commish. I want in with the Stick Carriers. And Todd will start to, and I listen, I have organized these type of events before in the past. Holy shit. People asked me if I was going to do it this year. I said no. Now, I might do it next year. But you got to really plan for that shit. You got to plan for it. There's a lot of work that goes into it. So I do not envy Todd, but he's doing it the right way. So email him. Let him know you're coming. And if you do let him know you're coming, show up. And if you're not going to show up, email him and let him know you're not going to show up. God, that was so frustrating. but we always seem to make it work. So looking forward to seeing everyone out there. Hooters on Hillsborough, Monday night, August 28th, and Hooters in St. Pete on 4th Street on Labor Day night, same time, 6 o'clock. We'll see you there. All right. So recording this again on Monday night. Ira Kaufman's podcast drops on Tuesday. There was a hint on Monday at JoeBucksFan.com that Ira Kaufman is quoted as saying that he would trade Doug Martin and a second round pick for LeSean McCoy. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Listen, I get it. I get it. I've probably been one of the biggest critics of Doug Martin, even since he's been in Tampa. I mean, I just, for me, Doug Martin has had two great seasons. His rookie season and his contract year. Other than that, nothing. 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 Disappointment. But two great seasons will erase a lot of those, I guess, invisible times. With that said, I think he's looked very quick in the preseason. Not fast, but he's got good quickness. And you take into account that he's suspended three games. Well, Justin, you just said that you wouldn't trade him. I wouldn't trade him. If you can get by those first three games with Jacquizz Rodgers, Charles Sims, Peyton Barber, McNichols, if you can just get by those first three games, you're getting a fresh Doug Martin who just missed a quarter of the season or so, a little less than quarter of a season, and you're going to hopefully get a great 13 games out of him. Without the wear and tear of those first three games. I think he's going to be primed for a big performance against the Giants. And he's going to have a national stage, man. That Giants game is going to be, I'm sure, heavily televised across the country. And then national TV against the Patriots on Thursday night. You know, Doug Martin's going to want to show that he's not, you know, he's not only fighting for the team now and for his career, but he's fighting for his legacy. Because you had an up season, down, down, up season, down. You know, well, what is he? Is he a good running back or is he not? Is he a disappointment or can he make a bounce back? Now, here's the other thing. So you're going to trade Doug Martin, who's 28, and a second-round pick for LeSean McCoy, who's 29 years old, and said today or recently that, you know, he's going to play till he's 33. Okay? So you're trading Doug Martin, who's 28, and a second-round pick for a guy who's going to play, what, three more years, four more years? I don't know about all that. I mean, I get the Bucks are in a win-now mode, but that's a lot. That's a lot to give up for a 29-year-old running back who has dealt with injury issues in the past. Nobody's probably was probably a bigger LeSean McCoy fan coming out of Pitt than I was. I saw him in person several times against USF, and I just knew that he was going to be a special running back in the NFL, and he ended up being a special running back in the NFL. But something happens to running backs when they turn 30 years old, and with McCoy being 29, having dealt with so many injuries already, and a lot of his game built on quickness and speed, that speed's going to start to go. And that would concern me, especially with giving up a second-round pick. Stop it with the, well, you know, look at Austin Seferian Jenkins, Roberto Aguayo, now Justin Evans isn't. That's fine. That's fine. But that doesn't mean I want to lessen my lottery chip. The draft is a lottery. I don't want less chances. I want more chances because the more chances I have, the better chance I have on hitting on a player. And by trading a second-round pick and Doug Martin for LeSean McCoy to me, just isn't the right move for this organization right now. It's not. Because while we, as impatient fans, believe they are built to win now, Jason Light, as a general manager, has built them to compete now, but win for the foreseeable future. When you look at the young players they have at key positions. And I find it hard to believe that Jason Light would trade Doug Martin and a second-round pick for LeSean McCoy when he wouldn't even show interest in Adrian Peterson when he was on the open market without having to give up anything. Am I in favor of the Bucks improving their running back situation? I don't think there was anyone more vocal to get a running back during draft time than I was. And I am concerned about that position heading into this season. But I'm also not going to have a knee-jerk reaction to overpay for an aging veteran. And when I say overpay, I mean severely overpay. Severely overpay. Let it play out. Let the cuts play out. Who else is going to be on the trade market? I mean, I've seen running backs in their late 20s and early 30s go for a fifth-round pick, not a second-round pick. If the Bills want to lower their demands on LeSean McCoy, I'll listen. But Doug Martin and a second-round pick? Come on, Ira. Come on, Irv. It's too much. It's too rich for my blood. It just is. I'll play it safe. I'll see if Doug Martin can come back fresh in week four and then ride him to the end of the season. And oh, by the way, next year's draft, loaded at running back again. Loaded at running back again. And again, you sit there in the second round, you've got a shot at getting a very solid running back, potentially a great running back. You probably get a solid in the third or fourth round. So why give up that second-round pick for LeSean McCoy, who's not going to get better over the next 3 years? He's going to get worse over the next 3 years. When you can keep Doug Martin for this year, along with Rodgers, along with Charles Sims, keep that second-round pick and then draft a running back who's got a lot of talent and is going to get better over the next 3 to 4 to 5 years. Different opinions for different folks. Neither of us is wrong, but which one do you agree more with? Boom, boom, boom. All right, let's get some Bucks takes in. People fired up for the Bucks, fired up for this weekend, fired up for Saturday night as the stick carriers unite inside Raymond James Stadium. Right outside Raymond James Stadium at 6 o'clock, we're going to see you there. Pat. We'll be there. Hello, Pat.
Justin, Stick Carriers, what's up? Pat from Home of Sats at checking in. I just listened to Saturday's podcast, and first and foremost, I want to say that I'm fucking pumped for this upcoming Saturday, the 26th. Yes, I'm excited for a Bucks preseason game versus the Browns. You heard it. Excited. Can't wait. I'll see you all at the ticket office at 6 where we're all getting together. Stick Carriers unite. Fuck yeah. Let's get loud. Let's get proud. Take back Ray J. Let's fucking do this. And then second, I just want to defend my quarterback here a little bit. As a diehard Florida State fan, I've seen Jameis Winston's whole career, college to now. Listen, guys, he's going to make some bonehead plays from time to time. He's going to throw some picks, but that's Jameis' game. Brett Favre is a top five all-time quarterback, and he threw a lot of picks. So maybe, you know, down the road in the future, we could be talking about Jameis as an all-time great, even with some picks, you know? That's his game, man. He's a leader. I don't know if anybody has noticed the culture change that's happened in Tampa the last couple years, and I'm not putting that all on Jameis. You know, Jason Light's done a great job bringing in a lot of guys, you know, but, you know, it starts with the quarterback. You know, he's in the intro to this podcast talking about a family, one team, one heartbeat. You know, I mean, we're on HBO Hard Knocks. We're not blacked out anymore. I mean, Josh Freeman had a 4,000-yard season, and we were still blacked out. Nobody gave a shit. You know, Jameis Winston is, you know, this is the guy, all right? This is the face of the franchise. You got to live and die with him. And you know what? He's going to make a couple bonehead plays. Maybe 5-6 years from now when he matures some more, he'll tighten up a little bit. But as of right now, I mean, hey, everybody liked it when he scrambled backwards 20 yards and got that big completion versus the Bears last year, right? Got to take a little bit of bad with it. That's just his style of play. He's not the safest quarterback, but you know what? He's going to win us some games. So let's all just calm down, you know, in my T.O. voice. That's my quarterback. Stick Carriers, I love y'all. See you Saturday. Until then, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick.
Pat, we'll see you Saturday, 6 o'clock. Go ahead and make your plans now. Be there at 6. Just start envisioning what that's going to be like. The sight, the scene, the moment that we're going to share together early in that stadium and throughout that preseason game. It's going to be special. Grace will be there. Hello, Grace.
All right. Hey, Kavish. I am a freshman at the University of Tampa. Moving in on Wednesday. Going to the preseason game on Saturday. Can't wait. We're going to unite with the Bucks fans, and we're going to carry that big-ass motherfucking stick.
Okay, Grace. I like that. Looking forward to meeting you at the game. 6 o'clock. Don't be late. Do not be late. I'm going to try and not be late, but I might be late. 6:15. Be there by 6:15, okay? Park, get there. We're going to go in. We're going to be loud. It's going to be fun. Jeremy won't be there.
We ready. We ready. We ready. Go, Bucks.
What up, guys? It's Jeremy and Cali. Just wanted to say hello. I wanted to say it's Solar Eclipse Day, and I'm really excited because it reminds me of the eclipse you guys are going to put on that motherfucking Raymond James Stadium this year. Get it, brothers. Anyway, dropped a few videos to get you guys excited. Lazy Dave, Mark the Mailman, you guys rock. All the graphics by Samer. Anyway, check them out if you get a chance. All right, you got sponsors. You got B4, you got Bricados, you got Joe Bucks fan. Check it all out. Get that goddamn media all up in your head. Get excited. Anyway, we go right back into this. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick! Nailed it!
Yeah, you did. Jeremy and Callie, you can follow them on Twitter at Biggs Bucks. BIGSBUCS. And he has put together some amazing videos taking Mark the Mailman and Lazy Dave's collaboration efforts and putting videos with them. They are phenomenal. Follow him on Twitter, Biggs Bucks, to get all those videos. I've retweeted some of them, but just go ahead and shoot him a follow. He's a good guy. Let's get Brandon in Oregon on. Hey, Brandon.
Kamish. It's Brandon out in Oregon at Papa Bucks on Twitter. Excellent take, Johnny B. That was amazing. Thanks for the shout-out to Harold, myself, and Javier. Anywho, I wanted to address the running back situation. I personally am not worried too much. We can kick Doug Martin to the curb, and I think we'll be fine. Charles Sims can spell us on third down, like you said. And I realize Jaquizz Rodgers was picked up off the street last year, but... and I know he's older than when I saw him in college, but I know he can handle the workload. And we saw it in glimpses last year. He'll be all right. And I think Jeremy McNichols, you're just going to have to give him time. If he can pick up his pass pro, I think he'll be playing a lot more. He should be able to beat out Peyton Barber, for cripe's sakes. Anyways, enough about that. Keep doing what you're doing, Justin. Can't wait. I've been continuing to order my Bucks gear so I can try to represent out here on the West Coast. Trying to get my Pacific Northwest stick carriers together for some games, and we'll see how that goes. But anybody who's around in the Oregon Washington area, hit me up on Facebook. Check out the Pacific Northwest stick carriers page. We'll get together on this side and try to rep it like they do in Tampa. Anyways, thank you everybody. Thank you sponsors. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Stuck it.
I was just thinking, Brandon, during your Bucks take, you know, the excitement that built up to the training camp takeover. And, I mean, I think we see eye to eye on the running back situation. You get to this point, there's only so much you can do. Going back to your point on the running backs, and I do think that they've surrounded Jameis with so many weapons in the passing game that that's going to help the running backs out, even though they don't have the elite talent that maybe some other running backs do across the league. But I was thinking what made the training camp takeover so special was y'all started just tweeting these players, letting them know what's coming. We need to let them know what's coming inside Raymond James Stadium for a preseason game on Saturday night. Let them know. Let Robert Ayers know. Jameis Winston, Quan Alexander. Let these players, let Miko Grimes know what's about to happen. The Stick Carriers unite inside Raymond James Stadium for the first time ever on Saturday night. Ever. First time. First time we unite in the corner of that end zone, southwest corner, where the tunnel that leads to the Bucks locker room is, and the Bucks come right out, right in front of us. And we are going to be cheering our asses off for the 45 minutes leading up to them going back into the locker room. And once they go back in the locker room, we all disperse. We go to our seats. We do what's right. But during warm-ups, nobody's going to get them more jacked up than we will. It will be a scene that you will have to see with your own two eyes. And if you can be a part of it, be a part of it. The players will notice. The organization will notice. And again, we will put ourselves on the map as a fan base that is continuing to grow and will give our team the best home field advantage in the NFL this season and for seasons to come. We have to believe it, we have to grow it, and we have to live it. Spectre's up. Hey, Spectre.
Kamish, what's good, man? It's your boy, the great Spectre. Man, I want to start out with my shout-outs, man, right quick. Just knock it out. Just the motherfucking killer, Rodzilla. Hey, man, I love that dude, man. I love his podcast. I love his Bucks takes, man, you know. And Lou, and you know what I'm saying, his lovely wife, Teresa. And then, God damn it, the OKC boys, the Outlaws, him and his wife, awesome. Bring it hard every time. Goddamn Stroke, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing, coming from Colorado Springs or Seattle. I may got that wrong. I've been drinking a little bit. I may be wrong. Anyway, who else? I just want to mention Aldafo. Yeah, man. You know, I had to give you some love right there, Aldafo, dog. You my dog, man. I love your Bucks takes, man. And I love you guys, and y'all be doing it. And I want to quickly, briefly mention a Tampa Bay Times columnist. Fuck you. I'm not gonna say your name, and I did not click on your article, so you can eat a dick and you can eat crow. Anyways, let's go to the Bucks, man. So running back battle. I'm looking forward to that. Peyton Barber versus Jaquizz Rodgers. That's who I think is gonna come down to. Barber played well. He had some good runs, and just haven't seen enough from Jaquizz in the preseason, but I think they've been doing that on purpose, to be honest with you, because I think they've been trying to see what the other running back's been about. McNichols or McWeapon, you got a long way to go. Even though you got Snoop Dogg in your corner, you got a long way to go, bro. I want him to make the team, but I just want to see more from the guy. Jameis was great in the Vikings game. In the Jazz game, but he just made that one mistake, and I'm not gonna jump down his throat for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you just on the positivity thing, definitely. Not gonna jump down his throat for that, but the Joes have not been happy with him, dude. So, and that proves another point. Hey, the Joes don't influence anything Justin says. He's his own guy. He can say whatever the fuck you want to say. That just proves it. Listen, guys. Listen, Stick Carriers. And I know y'all do, and I ain't got to say that. I'm just saying. Anyways, man, before Christmas Headlines Barbershop, man, I got to get that hot towel shave, man. I got to get that. I got to get that. I'm not going to shave. I got to go down there and get that. Man, if I'm forgetting somebody, Bricados, God damn it, And I mentioned, I'm not forgetting anything. I don't think so. Well, I will be there for the preseason game in next Saturday, and I will be in section 120, losing my fucking mind with my fellow stick carriers. And that's it. Speak softly, and I'll see y'all Saturday. Take care, man. Love y'all stick carriers.
All right, before I wrap this thing up, get us ready for a big Thursday night with What the Buck and the Buckaholics, and then a huge show, huge podcast on Saturday, which you will not want to miss, game day edition of Bucks Uncensored. We've got very, very creative listeners to this podcast, and I got an email. It was a Bucks take. And I was like, oh, usually I just, okay, I'm going to hit record, listen to it. I record it into my system, edit it down, make sure just the chop the both ends off so that each one sounds right. I make sure that I listen to every single one before starting the podcast. And this one was not necessarily a Bucks take. It was just a Bucks fan who I guess is just tired of one of the writers in town and decided to put something together for him. So I'll just go ahead and play this. Watch you, what you get. At Commish Online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, the Stick Carrier Facebook page is always open to all Stick Carriers and all Bucks fans, so make sure you jump on that for the latest news about our movement, latest events. We always post the events on the on Facebook as well, so make sure you respond to those, RSVP. We've got one for the Pillage coming up on Saturday night. And Snapchat, Jay Pawlowski, 3-2-4, and I think we're going to try and have, I don't know if we'll do it for the preseason, but we're going to try and have Stick Carrier filters available inside Raymond James Stadium for the home games as well, so we'll hopefully have that for you. Maybe Saturday, if not Saturday, we'll do it for the regular season. Let's see. This podcast is three times a week. You know that, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Saturday's podcast, I promise you, you will not want to miss it. We've talked so much about uniting the fan base, and I think people are finally starting to believe us. And if things play out the way I hope they will, it's proceeding quicker than I ever thought. And as Dirt Cutter said, Stick Carriers will lead the charge, and we're going to lead the charge because we're all Stick Carriers. And all we're trying to do is unleash that inner 12-year-old inside all those people that refuse to cheer at Bucks games inside the home stadium. Those days are done. If you want to be quiet, go home. We're going to bring an atmosphere like none other. It's going to be a party-like atmosphere inside Raymond James. And I don't give a fuck how hot it is. It's only hot because you're sitting there and you're miserable. Get up, cheer, yell, get into it. The hottest training camp practice they've had in the last few years was the training camp takeover by the Stick Carriers. And we stood and cheered the entire time. If you just want to be miserable, stay home. If you want to give your team a true home field advantage and take part in a party-like atmosphere, then go to the games. Because that's what we're going to bring each and every week. The podcast is first available at joebucksfan.com. If you subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, iTunes obviously for an iPhone, Podbean, Podcast Addict if you have Android, those will be available on your mobile device at noon on each of those days, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, and you can listen to them on demand whenever you would like. As always, I'm looking forward to seeing each of you on Saturday. I'm so fired up. Our first chance back inside Raymond James. I'm always extra excited for that first chance back in the home stadium. But this is our first chance back in the home stadium together as Stick Carriers. Who knows what time I'm going to get there, but I'll definitely be there. I'm going to be there. I kind of want to get there really early, but I'll be there at 6. We'll go into the stadium at 6:30. And my God, I'm not going to be able to speak for a week. And it's going to be fantastic. As always, we go right back into this. The phrase that started a movement. In the words of the Godfather, but said in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
You betcha. And with that, we say nailed it.
Go Bucks.